With a song in my heart, the story of men and their music, of composers who really had a song in their hearts.
Here comes a showboat. Puffing along. Mammy and Pappy are feeling happy. Shuffing along. Each little chocolate bun, running and right. They're playing Uncle Tom's cabin tonight. Here comes a showboat. Puffing along.
That breezy melody was written for the talky version of Showboat, but it wasn't a Jerome Kern song. It was an interpolated number used with Kern's special permission. Its writer was the amazing Billy Rose, a midget in stature, a giant in conception. For Billy Rose became the world's number one showman, and also one of the most successful of news columnists. He was, in addition, a songwriter of real hits, which all adds up to the fact that Billy is a genius. But Billy wouldn't have it that way. He said,
I sell ballyhoo, not genius. The trouble with show business is there are too many geniuses, not enough showmen.
And he's probably right, for nobody knows the art of presentation better than Billy does. But let's see how he broke into show business. His correct name is Rosenberg, and the world first heard of him when he was 18 years of age. In the theater? Oh, no. We first started to take notice of this little wonder man when he became the fastest shorthand writer the world had ever known.
Now, Billy, we've arranged for you to tackle the world speed record of shorthand.
Oh, that's fine, sir. But are you sure the fellas you got to dictate to me can go fast enough?
I think so. We've got together three of the fastest talkers in the country. They will take it in relays to dictate to you. The rest is up to you.
But in special tryouts, those three dictators couldn't go fast enough for Billy. So, finally, special recordings were made for his great test. But the day before the event, which, needless to say, had been greatly publicized, Billy said,
I had the bad luck to break my index finger.
Well, gee, Bill, what'd you do then? Postpone it?
No, sir, I couldn't. Folk from all over the USA were there to cover my speed attempt, so I just had to go ahead.
Hey, but with a broken finger, how'd you get by?
I put my pen through a potato and held the potato in my fist. A bit awkward, but I did the trick.
And what shorthand speed did you finally hit?
Oh, 350 words a minute.
Which all goes to show that Billy had what it takes. Is it any wonder that later on, when he tackled songwriting, he had no trouble in turning out such an original song as Would You Like to Take a Walk, which he wrote in collaboration with Harry Warren and Mort Dixon.
Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? Would you like a sarsaparilla? Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good'll come from that. Have you heard the latest song? It it's a very pretty strain. Don't you feel a little trilly? Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good will come from that. When you're strolling through the where's this, you need a who's this to lean upon. But if you have no who's this to hug and what's this, gosh darn, would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? Ain't you tired of the talkies? I prefer the walkies. Something good'll come from that.
How did Billy Rose become a songwriter? Well, after he hit the headlines as the undisputed shorthand king, he decided to go to New York. But his father thought this idea was just plain crazy.
Now, Billy, what's this I hear of you going to New York?
Ah, Dad, I feel there's more scope for me in a big city.
Maybe, Billy, maybe, but after all, you're doing mighty well right here. Why, you're earning $300 a week. That's a fortune. Some people don't make much more than that in a year.
I know that, Pop, but somehow or other I've got the urge to try the big smoke. And that's where I'm going.
But strangely enough, the unpredictable Billy Rose didn't go east.
No.
Contrarywise, he went west and finished up flat broke in San Antonio. This was about 1920. Talking things over with a buddy over a coffee and roll, his pal happened to mention the money to be made in songwriting.
Yes, we must be on the wrong track, Billy.
You're not telling me anything.
Now, if we were only songwriters...
Songwriters?
Yeah. Why, I just been reading a paper, and it says that this guy, Ivan Boylan, is making $1 million a year.
A million a year? From songwriting?
That's what it said. Hey, Bill, where you going?
To New York. I'm gonna be a songwriter.
And, sure enough, this astonishing little dynamo finally landed in Tin Pan Alley and commenced turning out lyrics that even the most expert composers admitted were right on the line. Billy always aimed to have an idea back of his lyrics, and in collaboration with Con Conrad, gave us that crazy hit written around the famous cartoon character of the day, Barney Google. Remember it?
Barney Google, with his googly eyes. Barney Google had a wife three times his size. She sued Barney for divorce. Now he's living with his horse. Barney Google, with the googly eyes.
Barney Google, with the googly eyes. Barney Google.
Google, Betty's horse would win the prize. When the horses ran that day, Sparkplug ran the other way.
Barney Google with a googly eye. Barney Google with a googly eye. Barney Google,
he's the man they idolize. Flappers flap and widows weep. Spinsters shout out in their sleep.
Barney Google with the googly eyes.
Barney Google with the googly eyes. Barney Google, you can see he's getting wise. You can lead a horse to drink, he said, but a pencil must be led.
Barney Google with the googly eyes.
That song, written in the era of Prohibition and jazz, was a smash and was the forerunner of a whole string of hits from this amazing little man. Billy figured correctly that the lyric writer was just as important as the composer, that the melody man had to be inspired with a real idea before he could turn out the all-elusive hit. Theory was, of course, 100% right, and he went on to prove it with a whole string of successes. Another hit he wrote in collaboration with Harry Warren was the euphonious Follow the Swallow.
When I'm blue, lonesome too, what am I gonna do? Follow the swallow back home. When the wind starts to blow, where am I gonna go? Follow the swallow back home. When the world is dark and dreary, and my friends all seem so cheery, listen to me, east is east, west is west, birds go south, they know best. Follow the swallow back home.
When the world is dark and dreary, and my friends all seem so cheery,
listen to me, east is east, west is west, birds go south, they know best. Follow the swallow back home. I'll follow the swallow back
home. Billy Rose was now making real money from his songwriting. Maybe many would have been content with what he got out of his royalties. Not Mr. Rose. He decided to go into production, he being, of course, an individualist. His first venture as a showman was a revue called Sweet and Low. But, as Billy said,
the production was a flop, despite the fact that the hit song Would You Like to Take a Walk came from it.
But the word failure is not in Billy's vocabulary. He put some more of his hard-earned royalties into another show, this time, the Crazy Quilt Review. Of this, Rose states,
Crazy Quilt Review was one of the best money spinners in the USA for a period of nearly 2 years. I made plenty out of it.
After this, Billy went big time. He decided to take over New York's biggest theater, the Hippodrome, and stage a gigantic spectacle called Jumbo. The skeptics were many, and this kind of talk was common around Times Square.
I tell you, this new production of Billy Rose can't make money. It'll be the biggest flop ever.
Yeah, can you imagine? It's almost a circus. Why, it's got elephants. Elephants and all sorts of animals in it. And look at the cast, too. Why, if he packed him in every night, it would still lose money.
But Billy went right ahead. The presentation was on a colossal scale and included Paul Whiteman's band and featured our old friend Jimmy Snozzle Durante. When it opened, even blasé New Yorkers were astonished at the magnificence of the production. But even his most caustic critics agreed that with Jumbo, Billy Rose had arrived. Incidentally, one of the biggest belly laughs in the history of the theater came to light in this show. In one scene, we saw Snozzle Durante stealing an elephant. An elephant, mind you. As he was making off stage with his prize, a voice shouted,
"Where are you going with the elephant?" "What elephant?"
Which was probably the greatest understatement of all time. Another Rose hit that hit the tops was that good comedy number, "You Tell Her I Stutter."
You tell her, cause I stutter, and always get in Dutch. She ought to know I've a bun bungalow. We two can raise a little if it's awful of a help a feller, and go and tell her I bought the ring and such. I'm thinking of her, cause I love her. So you tell her, oh you tell her, cause I stutter too much. When I'm in her parlor, I could cough and sneeze and holler. My tongue and tonsils seem to touch. And when I fool around her, I'm afraid I'll drown her. So you tell her, oh you tell her, cause I stutter too much.
It's been stated that Billy Rose went into production on account of his wife. You see, he married stage star and leading comedian Fanny Bryce. And Billy was afraid of becoming known as Mr. Fanny Bryce. Hence the fact he branched out into production. If such was the case, it proved a great thing for the theater, for Billy Rose became the greatest entrepreneur of them all. But he still turned out an occasional song hit, despite his many other activities. Such a hit was Al Jolson's Me and My Shadow. Later on, by apparently mutual consent, Fanny Bryce and Billy decided to part. Billy's next problem was to outdo his famous production of Jumbo. Discussing it one day, a friend queried,
Billy, you appear to have hit an old-time high with Jumbo. What of your next production?
Oh, that one worries me quite a bit, but, well, I think I've got something that'll make the customers dig deeply into their pockets again.
Well, it'll have to be something pretty big. After all, Jumbo was practically a circus on stage. Come on now, spill it. What's it going to be this time?
Okay. I'm going to give them an all-swimming review with 500 people in it. I'm calling it Billy Rosa's Aquacade.
It isn't news to tell you that his Aquacade was a sensation. But it is worth mentioning that the amazing brainchild of our songwriter became an American institution. It played to capacity whenever it was presented and made his name a household word throughout the entire theater world. Billy also found himself another wife in that show, for he married his gorgeous star, ex-Olympic swimmer Eleanor Holm. When Billy extended his activities to becoming a newspaper columnist, a leading publisher approached him.
Mr. Rose, you know, your advent into the press has been almost as sensational as your entry into the entertainment world.
Ah, it's nice to hear you say that.
Oh, but I mean it. I mean it so much that I suggest you write a book.
Write a book? What about?
Well, about yourself, of course. The world wants to hear more about you.
And, naturally, Billy eventually became an author. His book, Wine, Women, and Words, became a bestseller and is a classic of its kind. The opening sentence of it is worth quoting because it typifies the man in a nutshell. He says,
"What I don't know about writing would fill a book. And, brother, it's going to."
So we say thanks to you, Billy Rose, for achieving one of the most colorful and successful careers in the history of the theater. And as a final tribute to Billy Rose, we give you another of his hit songs. There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder.
There's a rainbow round my shoulder, and a sky of blue above, and the sun shines bright, the world's all right, 'cause I'm in love. There's a rainbow round my shoulder, and it fits me like a glove. Let it blow a storm, but I'll be warm, 'cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when they see a diamond solitaire that my little sugar baby is gonna wear. There's a rainbow round my shoulder, and a sky of blue above, and a sunshine bright, the world's all right, 'cause I'm in love.
Hallelujah, how the folk will stare when they see the diamond solitaire that my little sugar baby is going to wear. Yes, sir.
There's a rainbow round my shoulder, and a sky of blue above, and the sunshine's bright, the world's all right, 'cause I'm in love.
And so the life story of yet another songwriter passes by. The artists recreating the events of Billy Rose's career were Douglas Kelly, Max Blake, Jack Perry, David Reed, Stuart Ginn, Don Moore, Eula Parker and her Parkettes, and the Tune Twisters. Your compere was John Morgan. Orchestra and chorus under the baton of William Flynn. With a Song in My Heart was produced by Alfred Potter and scripted and directed by Jack O'Hagan.